Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a 5-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Meade. Our devotion today is entitled, The Man Who Was No Good, and our verse is Philemon 1:11, who once was unprofitable to you. A good many years ago in the city of Colossae, there lived a young chap who dreamed dreams just as you or I. Tradition says he was sold into slavery because of debt, and soon he became so wretched that he decided to make a break for liberty. So one night, he slipped out of the slave's quarters and into his master's room, where he armed himself with his master's gold. Thus armed, he stole out through the window, hugged the deepest shadows, and made for the open country, then for the anonymity of Rome. One night, I imagine, a stranger out of whose eyes looked the peace of great discovery watched the haunted young man. To test him, he made on the dust of the pavement the sign of the fish, which was a password among early Christians. The young chap understood at once, and it half angered him. "No, no," he replied, "I am not a Christian." "I'm sorry, you are not, but I have a friend in town I would be glad for you to meet. He's a much traveled man. His feet mark all the Roman roads. He's a fighting man. There isn't a square inch of his body that does not wear a scar. And he's a very learned man. You could rub enough learning off his coat sleeve to make you a scholar. However, I'm sorry to tell you that he's in jail just at this time. But if you care to meet him, I'll be glad to introduce you." Therefore, a few days later, this runaway slave, partly because he was homesick, but more because he was heartsick, went to see this man, who since has become an acquaintance of all centuries. His friends knew him as Brother Paul. We know him as Saint Paul. Soon Paul introduced this slave to Jesus Christ, and the former slave became a Christian. A little later, in proof of the genuineness of his Christianity, he showed up again at the jail. "Brother Paul," he said, "I'm not what you think I am. I stole the money with which I came to Rome, and now that I've been converted, don't you think I ought to go back and straighten matters up?" Paul looked at him tenderly and said, "Yes, I think that would be fine. But remember, if you go back, you might have to remain a slave the rest of your life." "I've thought of that, but I'd rather wear a ball and chain around my ankle than around my conscience." "Good," said the preacher, "but tell me your master's name that I might write him a letter that would help you." "His name is Philemon. He lives in Colossae." "I know him well," said Paul. Then, having written a brief note, he gave that note to this chap who had been notoriously no good. He gave it to a slave who had had thousands of opportunities to duck down a back alley and forget it all, but this he refused to do. Therefore, we can still read that letter in an old book called the Bible, if we're so minded. This beautifully tender letter reaches its climax in these words: "I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me." We do not know what became of Onesimus, but of this one thing I am sure: he has enriched in some measure all the subsequent centuries. At this very hour, he is reaching from that long-gone yesterday to put into our hands this priceless letter, and he is telling us how we too may experience the transforming power of Christ. May we make his lesson ours. Dear Lord, please transform me too. Amen.
We hope you will visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. If your goals include spending time with the Lord each day, we can help. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity.